Call the City of Dyer Mayor Board of Auditors for March 9th, 2020 to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of February 24th, 2020.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start with Ray and go left. Motion carried. If I have any visitors who would like to speak, now would be the time.
Yes, I guess that would be.
Come up here and state your name. Come at the end of the table, state your name.
Glad to see the Boy Scouts here. Hope y'all go to the Air Force. That's a place to go. I don't really have any concerns, but I think we need a rec center. I'm glad Boy Scouts here, because we need a rec center for the youth to have something to do. Because I see them out 2-3 in the morning, you know, just walking around. There's a lot of broken glass in the street. They don't have anything to do. When we grew up, we had plenty to do in Dyer. I mean, they had places for us to go. They don't have anywhere. It's like a lost cause, you know. And another concern is, you know, the elderly. You know, like they got heat and cooling centers. Do they have one in there? Who is this? They don't want that. Sorry about that. I turned it off. But anyway, you know, we need some heating and cooling centers in Dyer. There's a lot of people that can't afford that, you know. It's really needed. It's a lot of the elderly people in Dyer, you know. But like I said, my main concern is the youth. They don't have anything to do. When I was growing up in Dyer, we had plenty to do. We can go play basketball in the gym. I don't think they can even do that anymore.
Now, we put up a basketball court for them, full court.
Yeah, but, you know, they need a rec center. I mean, these kids now, they more tech savvy than we were.
Who's this kid? I thought I cut it off.
But anyway, you know, they more tech savvy than we are. And, you know, you just can't give them just something like that to do. Because, you know, they minds way developed before ours, you know. And that's why I want y'all to go to the Air Force, Boy Scout. I mean, I know y'all play the game Ghost Recon. I actually did that. But Prayer Rescue, so others may live. I have to say that every time. But, you know, we need something for them to do. I see them every night. You know, it's broken glass all up and down the street. You know, people drive cars, you know, and run over their glass. And I see them out, you know. I got confronted by someone one day, you know. I don't know why, but just walking, and they, you know, they got this gang mentality. I don't know. They you know, they twisted in the mind, because it's not anything for them to do but to float to the gang culture, you know. And that's bad, you know. That's not the Dyer I remember. I mean, Dyer I remember is a town to be proud of, you know. You have something for the youth to do. Like at our church, remember, Fred, we used to have CYF meeting. We could have something for them to do. You got to give them something to do. They just lost. I mean, I know they play soccer, but, you know, they just can't go to church. Cause we didn't do that. We had activities to do. Like I said, they tech savvy. They need something on their level. Can't go by our level where we used to do stuff. Hey, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Mr. Wynn, I got a question for you. What have you done to engage the smaller the kids and everything in the community?
Well, you know, I teach. I mean, I try to talk to them. I talk to my son. I talk to others. But, you know, they won't listen, you know. They still need something to do. I can talk to them all day long. I mean, I can talk to them. Hey, I'm very tech savvy, you know. I know all this stuff. I did that.
Well, it's good for people to engage with them.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk to them, but they need something to do. I mean, you can talk to them all day long, but, you know, they still don't have anything to do. It's empty. What they got to look forward to? You can tell them about how it, I can tell them how it used to be in Dyer, but, you know, we don't do nothing to help them now. I mean, what's the point? They can't live in our past. I mean, this their present, you know, and that's our future.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to do something. We got to do something about that, you know. We just can't keep letting them just roam the streets late at night. I mean, my mama and dad would kill me out there time of night. Yeah. You know, they out there time of night. They really are. You know, make me wonder about the parents sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Kids out
saying.
There time of night. They be out, I mean, during the week, not on the weekend. 1:30, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, man, what they doing out this time of night?
You yeah. need to be preaching to the parents.
No, we need to do something for the kids.
But no, the parents are responsible for their kids.
Yeah, you're right, but we are responsible for our city, right? And to make them, hey, we got to set an example for them.
Yeah, that's true, but we're working on things for the city.
Man.
We're working on things for the city. We're in the process of opening up a new center back behind the high school.
Behind the junior high school.
Yeah,
behind the junior high school, we're working on things like that.
I mean, you know, we worked on a lot of things. It's a new fire station down there. I mean, it'll take long to get that going.
Right.
I mean, you know,
this
is our future.
It's really
necessary, but it's more of a want than a need.
I mean,
you can run it's volunteer fire department, right?
Yeah, but still, that's a necessary.
Right.
Need.
I mean, everything. I mean, they're necessary too.
Absolutely.
That's our future.
Absolutely.
If we all die, what happened to them? They lost.
We're trying to open up this center down here.
It's a community center.
And it's a community center. Well, it's a lot of things that we're doing I don't think you're aware of.
Right
out here across the street.
But we're
trying to clean up. We're trying to sweep around our own front door. Then we can help the community.
So if we don't
sweep around our front door, we can't help the community.
That's all well and good, Fred. But, I mean, you know, we got to take care of the youth.
I agree with you.
I mean, you know, you can't just keep putting it off. I mean, you know, you got to take care of them.
I agree.
I mean, without guidance, where are they going to be?
I agree with you.
I mean, you know,
being
I mean,
street,
you
like
know,
you say. But,
yeah,
I mean, it's things going on that you are not aware of. That's what
like
I'm trying
what?
To get you to say. This community center and stuff we're trying to put together down here. We already got one, the VFW. We're getting another one. We're putting another one together. I don't know if you're aware of it, but
you got to put something in there that's...
Absolutely. We know that. We realize that. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
You know,
they got a volunteer ball league that anybody can play. You know, there's things for them to do. They just got to do it.
I mean, you know, but like I said, you know, we play ball,
yeah.
basketball, but they're on a different level.
Yeah.
They text that. I mean, you know, they do things in school now that we didn't even do.
Right.
They do computers.
Right. But I can applaud you by talking to them. I have talked to them, too.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if the parents don't do nothing,
right.
it's hard
right.
for us to do anything.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
well, I understand that, but you know,
yeah.
you know the way we were raised.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Only,
no doubt
I mean, we're going to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
You know? But they need something to do, you know. That's my only concern, you know. Because
yeah.
I hate to see them on the streets tonight, you know.
Yeah.
So that just troubled me, you know. Next thing you know, they be seeing Brad. They too young. You know, they too young to be out on the streets that time. I don't know where the parents be. Some of them might work nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think your child
yeah.
in big.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
we done been there.
We done been there. Right.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, that's all I
got
to say. Thank
Any other visitors? Mayor's report. I talked with Dale, gave him a deadline on the leaf machine. The first week of April will be the last week that we run the leaf machine. After that, everything has to be bagged if they're going to rake leaves after that. I asked Dale to make make sure that the last week they go through and clean all the storm drains, ditches, you know, the obvious, the best that they can. I want to thank the Boy Scouts for being here tonight. Thank you guys for coming. Department reports, fire. Police?
No report, man.
Thank you. Street?
No report, good, man.
Thank you. Finance personnel?
I don't have anything major. After a couple of the meetings y'all had, you put me in touch with some folks at the state about some of our paving things. I spoke with Mr. Jerry Hatcher, the director of maintenance for the state, with the Tennessee Department of Transportation last week. And they are sending somebody this week from Region 4 up here to help us make an assessment of some of our streets, especially on North and South Main, and try to come up with the best option. They've got a booklet that's 50 pages long about paving maintenance programs, and some of them are different than just paving everything, Tom. It's, yeah, I mean,
right.
And so they'll be here hopefully this week if that guy's calendar works out, and they'll actually be able to do some cost estimating for us. talk about meeting with Carl too. Last week, Mr. Carl Stopenhagen, the county's highway department director, was here for the cost of lunch. He rode around with me and talked with me about a couple of things. They recently let a bid, and you may be familiar with this, to repair the road or repave the road between Trenton and Dyer. And the contractor for that said that if it were the best option for us, that they would consider piggybacking us on that contract if that's something we wanted to do. After I talked to him and after I talked to the folks the mayor rustled up, we're not sure which one is the best option, so we're hoping that the state can give us a little firm guidance on what the best thing to do to prolong that road and make it a little better. So,
what kind of deadline are we looking at to piggyback on the contract?
They're going to begin that work in May, and so and that's I mean the state knows that. That might be the best option.
Right.
I mean. And even then, but it is fairly inexpensive, and
it's
$200,000, but it's still, you know.
That's the county doing the blacktop, right?
No, it's us using their contract with their contractor.
We would be paying for it, but they would be getting, they get a better rate than we did.
Right.
Yeah.
So we would be paying their rate instead of paying our rate.
Right.
Okay.
To do our road.
Right. About $30 a ton difference, which adds up, so.
Yeah, that's good.
So, but that still might not be the best thing, or some combination of those things. So, hopefully, we'll have some more information on that.
So, where are they going to start at?
They're going to start at the gas company.
At the gas company and come all the way to the city limits.
Right.
Yes.
At the country club.
Country club. I'm going to stop there.
I mean, that's what I understood. That wasn't why he was here, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless we say go further, right?
Well.
Right.
Yeah, we wished.
That's all I have, Mr. Mayor. Oh, no, that's fine.
You all right?
Sorry. If it comes up, we'll address it. I won't worry about it.
We don't know what to talk about.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You don't want to
see. I'm done.
Building that barn.
Sounds like you're tearing it down.
Is it tearing it down?
Mm-hmm.
Water and sewer operations.
Most of my names is going to come up under new business, but I'd like to ask you, spring's coming on, and we're going to need a mower for the wastewater plant. I'd like to ask for an X-Mart mower. It's a grade above a residential mower. It's $6,400 for the mower.
That mower will be paid for. It is budgeted. I'm not exactly sure what we budgeted for that.
I'm for sure it's more than quite a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We budgeted more than that.
Okay.
But I think the first grade commercial mower will fit our needs fine for the wastewater.
And, you know, we talked about it benefiting them more to be able to go out anytime they needed to and just go out there and mow that area and take care of
it. They would do it. It takes a little bit off the city.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Shot boys.
Put the people out there?
What size X mark are you looking at?
It's a 52-inch cut. We need something. That's another thing. We've been using the cities more, but there's areas where we need a little bit smaller deck to be able to get around, you know, the tight spots at the wastewater plant and everything. So I think a 52-inch cut will fit our needs better.
We did, like I said, we did budget. It is in the budget. And right now we're decent in the water and sewer.
We're saving the expense of buying another mower for the street pump, taking it out of the sewer and water, so that is helpful too.
Yeah.
How much was that?
64.
64.
Yes. 6400.
Who's the vendor? First Choice in Dyersburg. And if it needs any service or anything, I can take it on the way home and work it that way, save trips and stuff like that.
Tom, I entertain a motion.
Make a motion to spend up to $6,400 for X more.
Second.
Out of water and sewer.
Out of water and sewer.
Second.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion?
$6,400 is enough.
Is it?
That's the price he gave me today. Yes.
So.
Is it enough?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Can I ask him one more time, Mr. Freeman?
Is it enough?
Oh. Well. Now any more discussion, call the roll. Start with Tom, go left. Questions in just a minute on the some of the new business stuff.
Okay.
Because I'm sure that there's a few things in here that they're not familiar with.
Yes.
So, committee reports, public safety and health.
Nothing this time.
Brad, you heard anything about?
Making call last Friday. They still haven't heard. They had a strike in December, so.
Oh, man.
One time, I was playing a baseball game. The boy throws a track. I mean,
might have to be.
Finance administration personnel?
Nothing.
Street maintenance, water, sewer committee?
Nothing.
Parks and buildings?
Conditions and everything that we talked about in the last meeting. Where are we at on that now?
We're getting estimates on installation. And we'll have that for you hopefully by the next meeting.
Yeah. All I got. Question. Is the air conditioner at the park fixed from last summer?
We sent it down there to fix it.
Okay.
I have not been down there and checked it. Dale, do you have you?
I don't know.
Can you check it tomorrow?
I'll check.
He worked on it at the end of the year last year, didn't he? He worked on it at the end of the year last year, didn't he? Had it up and going.
Hey, did you have somebody come down and look at the lights?
Electric company got to come back doing one on the tennis court and the ball field.
Which ball field or is there several?
The softball field, the big softball field. All the lights are working on the smaller softball field, but the big softball field's got two poles that got lights in it. They're saying as soon as it dries up, where they can get in there.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Shoot, that's going to be July.
There are two poles that aren't working?
Yeah.
The big
softball field.
The whole fixture's not working?
Yeah.
Huh.
No, we got the tennis court lights that are out, but they're supposed to come look at on the southeast corner.
Okay. Did you get some telephone poles?
Get them all the time, Brett.
Okay.
Every time they drive them, I say, I want them.
Okay.
We're putting them right now down in Washington down there, where we got a third stuff storm right there.
I think I saw the high school team out there.
Wednesday or Thursday.
One day last week.
Yeah, they called it. They called it the last minute. We bumped some teams. We followed. They were willing to move, so. It was too wet where they were, I think.
Anything else in Barks Middle?
Yeah.
Unfinished business? Anybody have any?
What about the light? Before we stop light. What about the stop light up school?
Sir? I didn't hear you, sir.
STOP at the school, stop light, word is out.
The chief and I noticed they was up there several days this past week and everything, making sure people did stop at the stoplight.
You got the signs down yet?
No, we're leaving the stop signs up.
No, I'm talking about putting some more down.
We're talking about four-way.
Four-way stop.
That's three-way.
We're going to put some more down yet?
We're going to have to build something to run across.
He saved you, man. Oh, he saved you. Thank you, sir.
So, Nathan talked with GNC, and they did not have anything.
I thought they did.
Dale's working with Bobby Sullivan to see about getting something built to hang the signs on.
Okay.
And we're going to get them to take care of that.
Thank you. I thought we were going to have to move a light out here.
Any other unfinished business. New business, item A. Entertain a motion to approve PO to GNC Supply for $5,500 for fire hydrants and supplies.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
What are the supplies?
The ones that hook to it, valves or whatever.
It's
tubling.
It's two fans.
Right here. And we're not doing the bank one right now. Because of the sidewalks and stuff. When we figure out about the sidewalks and who's going to do some sidewalk work, then we'll continue. Any more discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Mike on the left.
Yeah.
Hi.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to approve PO to Langston Plumbing for $2,000 for new sewer pump and installation at ambulance station.
Make a motion.
Second. Motion and second. Is there any discussion?
Eric or Jill?
The one in Dyer.
Jill. The pump went out at the...
Who are you talking to?
Eric Watson.
Yeah. Not
the one in there.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I called Eric. I just called the number. I don't know where they are.
The pump went out at the ambulance station, and it's probably 20 years old or older, and it needed to be fixed and replaced. That's why it's in here. Total cost will probably be less than $1,500, but we just want to make sure we cover anything that needs to be done out.
It's pumping it out of the building up to a...
Yes, sir.
It's lower than the sewer.
Yes, sir.
We ain't had any more problem with flood issues out there.
Not yet. We will.
We will.
Sometime.
Yeah.
Eventually.
If there's any more discussion, call the roll. Start with Mr. Abbey. We'll go right. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to approve PO to Bar Environmental for $2,925 for screen brushes at the wastewater plant.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Randy, if you'll talk about that just for 1 second, explain what that is.
Yeah, all the wastewater that's coming out of the wastewater plant, you got a screen. Everything coming in there to keep it from getting into your oxidation ditch and then into your clarifiers and everything. And this thing has a brush that augers the material up and into the trash cans and everything. And it's got little bristle brushes that cleans these. That screen's got little small fine holes in there that lets water through there. And this brush keeps that cleaned out. If it don't, it'll just overflow. And all the bristles is going to come off the brushes now and everything. And it's going to be replaced.
How old is that one?
That was put in with that grant.
2 years old?
Yeah, it's
2 or 3.
It's 2 years old. It's been a while.
Oh, just that?
Yeah.
New machines?
Well, it's the brushes on them. Yeah.
And
they're always rubbing at
right.
The ends and everything. It rubs. So
okay.
In order to pick it up and dump it,
so we about need to budget one every 2 years.
That's right.
Yeah, we need to. That's going to be a maintenance issue with it and things.
Which we didn't know before because we didn't have it.
That's right. I mean,
so.
this is a new deal. That manual screen we had and everything was a totally different deal and everything. So this is kind of a new learning experience about what it's going to take to keep her up and going.
So we can look about every 2 or 3 years.
$1,500 a year or something.
Yes,
right.
Budget.
Well, it's working. Yeah.
Any more discussion? Not Kyle Rose. Start with the Ray and go left.
Aye.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to pay PO.
Casimir
and Associates for the Mission Control for the water wells, $4,518.40.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion second. Is there any discussion? Randy?
All of y'all familiar, but they've come down by the through Parkview, started there at North Main and went all the way down to the church down there with new poles and everything, run new power lines. Well, our signals lines that go down to the two wells tells them when to come on and everything are attached to them poles. And so the guy come to me and he said, we'll move them from pole to pole. He said, but you need to look at them wires. He said, they're in bad shape. So I asked Mr. Higdon about it. And he says that we've probably got 10 to 15 years longer than he expected to last anyway. And so I said, what are our options? Because they don't really want them on their pole anyway. said that we needed to go over to the mission system. We already have SCADA at the wastewater plant and the water plant and everything that takes care of notifying us of any kind of a failure and everything in both the plants and everything. Had it for several years down there, things it's done an excellent job. And actually, they at the wastewater plant, you can go on the computer or on your telephone to shut off aerators down there right now and everything. So it works off the same principle. It's gonna tell the wells, you know, which well to come on, and you can change them and everything from. And it's all works off the same.
So you won't have no new wires.
No more cables to worry about. Okay. And this same system is what Countywide's got on their all their plants that tells their wells when to come on and all. Mm. So it's you know it's well tested. And everything. Mm.
Is it made in this country?
Tell me.
I think so.
They sell it here.
They sell it, yeah.
They sell it here. I think it is.
Okay.
I've heard of this system for a long time.
Okay.
We've had nothing but good luck with it.
Yeah, okay. it's been an excellent system. Okay. It's done very well for us.
You don't want nothing for sure.
Mr. Tom, Casimir is the people that sell it. They're not the people that make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's the guy's name. Hmm. One of the associates' names. I think it's where they come from.
Casimir.
Okay.
How does these operate on a frequency where there wouldn't be any interference from anything else? Cause
they operate on, they use a cell signal.
Yes,
okay. Well, with it, cell tower is going in.
It'll just make it work that much faster.
Thank you, Randy.
Yes, sir.
Any more discussion? Entertain a motion to approve. Leo. Why do these not have numbers?
Because we weren't sure what you were going to approve and what you weren't, so we didn't want to waste the paper.
God, yeah, do better than that. Okay. We'll get that done next time. Right.
Those accounts were really tight.
I'm 100% telling you the truth.
To Hagen Electric for $3,200 for installation for control system for wells.
So much.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion, Randy?
Well, that's basically what he's going to do is install this system. But to save money, instead of having another unit for mission to control the far well down there, he's actually going to come off from the first well as you go down Park and run underground to the next. He'll be doing some trenching and running underground cable and everything to tell another well to come on. Saves us some money that way.
You hear that, Ray?
Mm-hmm.
He said saving money.
I heard that. That's the only thing I've heard all night.
He's saving you a bunch of money there.
They can save something, not putting up numbers down.
You gotta have it.
Any more discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Craig and go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Entertain a motion to cancel Target Solutions.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Contract's up?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. February 28th.
The hunt for Red October.
Mm.
Target Solutions.
Oh, yeah.
Any more discussion? Call the roll. Start with Jennifer and go right.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to approve action training effective July 1st, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
In the amount of $2,650, and if it's any different, then we'll come back and get it reapproved. Any discussion? Doc, call the row. Start Bob and go left.
Aye.
Yeah. Substain.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Any other new business? Mr. Abbey. What's any up? Other new business, sir?
I'm looking, Chief. I'm looking. I don't see anything.
One parliamentary procedure. I ask to be recognized, please. I forgot something.
Can you give me just 1 minute, please?
Yes.
No, sir. I don't see anything.
Any other new business? Need a motion to recognize Mr. Wynn for not to exceed 5 minutes.
I make a motion.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Jennifer, right?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Mr. Wynn's recognized.
Yes, are there any access ramps to all the churches around here? You know, for the handicapped? But there's a lot of old people, you know, can't go up them steps. I know I'm having someone come out and look at the church I belong to, you know, and I was just wondering that, you know.
Right. I'm not sure, Mr. Wynn, but that is something the city can't control.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where are you living at now, Mr. Wynn?
I stay in St. Louis. I stay in Oklahoma. I'm just all over the place.
Where are you staying here?
Right now, hey, I'm staying with Dolores Williams, my cousin. But, you know, like I said, I'll be in Tennessee. I'll be in Oklahoma. I'll be all over.
Right. I just wondered.
But, you know, I was born and raised in Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew your daddy.
Yeah. Did you?
Mm-hmm. 5 minutes.
Got 4 more minutes left.
Let's go 5 minutes.
Nah, I just wondered about that.
Entertain a motion to build a $2 million rec center.
Oh,
gonna build the barn.
Waste the father's chair.
Build the barn.
Yeah.
Whole barn. There, a second.
Oh,
you say right space.
I sprayed somebody was gonna say it.
I was waiting for you to fall out of the chair.
Too tired. Time that wouldn't be very much of a wreck. So.
Hey, Nathan's working on a park grant for us, and they should be let us know something or get it submitted or do. They're coming next week to talk to him about it.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we're gonna be trying to get a park grant where we can get that pavement done.
Concrete.
Is that basketball court? Behind the school, is that park grant?
Possibly? I think it can be because we consider that a part of the park.
Okay, it'd be nice if that was resurviced and some lights.
Some lights?
Yeah.
And some blacktop. That'd give them kids somewhere to play at 3 in the morning.
That one light up there is pretty weak.
That pretty weak. They won't be able to see. No, I'm serious. Some lights up there would be good.
It'd help a lot.
I might want to get out and play with them at 3.
Yeah.
Oh, or Michael would.
No.
Nathan Stone.
At 3 o'clock, I am probably doing my best sleeping.
Oh. So, he's going to work on that for us. And then we'll come back and figure out how much you guys want to spend. Because whatever it is 50-50.
Yeah.
So, still working on the THDA grant. And has anybody rode around to figure out about sidewalks?
I thought you were starting up there where you put the three-way in.
That's where I wanted to start. But
coming down this way.
But I just wanted to make sure that that's what you guys was on board with.
Sorry to me.
Well, you got it. As long as it ain't a patch job.
A patch job.
Don't do it in sections. Do it all or nothing.
Do it all or nothing.
Yeah.
We're going to plant some trees around and keep it cool.
Oh, Lord.
I'd like to put that out.
He wasn't listening to me.
My
I heard. We talk about them trees dying up there from the park. They're weak.
Why ain't you watering them?
I figure Ray'd be more watered.
They overwatered.
Shade tree down here up in that corner. Right up there in that turn, right? See if you can handle that.
Right there, where?
Yeah.
I got two or three.
I don't need another tree. Matter where those guys got them all around, I want a big tree. Make a good round.
I got two or three that turn into big trees.
A lot more than I've run over them trees.
I like it.
Plant big ones.
50% is that walks to get to the park?
Yeah.
The 50% park grant, is that walks to the park?
A multimodal grant would be. Y'all want to apply for that?
A what?
A multimodal. Instead of the state.
You know, actually, our sidewalks down to a portion of Fremont.
I was going to say, if 50% is still better than the whole amount.
It's multimodal. $95 up to $1 million.
That's a whole lot of sidewalks.
You guys want to apply for that? The multimodal? TDOT? It's complicated, but, I mean,
it's
not going to hurt anything. I mean,
Nathan would love to do that.
All right, so we'll get
spare time.
We'll get Nathan on that, get us started on that.
A lot of walking track, though.
I need a motion on that. Get Nathan started. Make sure he gets started on that.
Make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made second to... apply to $1 million grant for the TDOT multimodal. Any discussion? Greg and Freya.
That covers the asphalt to get to the sidewalks.
That does bicycle routes, and that does
Trail
and park. And
that'd be a good one.
You're going to figure it out. We might get a motion. We're going to start utilizing some of these grants.
I agree.
It's a 95... Five.
Yeah, don't forget my lights for my basketball court.
We'll get them up next week if you want.
Well, I know. We ain't got no money.
We got the
lights.
We already got the lights.
We got the poles.
I was wondering what he's going to do with the poles. Now I know.
Well, some lights would be nice.
Any more discussion about that? That's
where the
poles are. Call the road stop. Jennifer, go right.
Aye.
Much carried. Hey. We got those lights down there at the in the shed over there still?
Which light?
The old ball field lights.
Do they work?
They did.
How much electricity them burn? You're better off with LED versus
hey, we still got lights on them poles out there at the park, behind the school.
Oh, you don't need them on baseball field lights.
Yeah. All you need is two of them.
Just turn them around.
That's your company put up a pole, string across there, and we'll stick them up there for us.
Well, the kids play on them in the summer in the summertime, and they'd play later if it had lights.
Play out there a lot.
They play out there a lot.
They stay lighter in the summertime and stuff.
Huh? Not at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It stays
lighter,
dark.
Not at 2 in the morning.
This is not Alaska.
Yeah.
Excuse get Nathan to check on us some LED lights for a telephone pole down there. Y'all want to?
Do what?
Do
I?
Yeah.
Well, they'll call you.
Toward the ball field.
They're going to call you anyway. That basketball down some other court.
All right, so we'll get Nathan to check on four LED lights to go with them. Beside the new community center, to give lights up there for the ball field.
Maybe put that on that 95% grant. Do it all at once.
That may be a while.
Well, we'll get a shuffleboard.
I think he can get it done.
Get a shuffleboard up there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he can get it done.
He'll probably play you
there. Yeah,
I know you will, though. I know how you research stuff and everything. We know whenever we get done, we're going to use little electricity and a whole bunch of light.
I don't know anything about lights.
You will.
So, he will. So we need to get him on that too. That'll be something he could delegate to himself.
The electric company ought to know how much.
But I was thinking,
we give him no, don't
and
give
I know
him
he
no
knows the people at the electric company very well.
Don't give him no hints. Let him scratch his head.
We talked about that for the next budget. I've got a note to put in the next budget, if you recall.
Okay, let's wait till the next budget.
But we're not going to know. We're not going to know if we don't get it some practice.
That's right.
And figure out
well, that's true.
We need to learn something.
See? Keep on. He's just trying to get out of this, y'all. We're going to make him earn his money this year.
Well, he got
make a motion that Nathan look up some LED lights for the basketball court.
Is there a second? Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
We love you, Nate.
I'd delegate it to somebody else in the office. They got freer time now.
I was assigned.
They do?
One of them working on the... She's going to be the park grant specialist when we get in. Who made the motion? Fred and Michael.
Any more discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Ray.
Me.
And go left.
Me.
I'm going to put a sign up. Nate, you go.
Motion carries.
Make this town beautiful.
We got the best basketball goals around up there.
We do have some good basketball goals down there.
We got some garden. They'll last a long time. We just need some new asphalt.
Can you believe it took 3 years to get that passed?
3 years, huh?
Yes, sir.
I thought we just did it one time.
We did do it one time. But it took 3 years to get everybody on board to get it passed.
Oh, but they'll last a long time.
They might have like tank steel or something.
Yeah.
They'll last forever.
They'll last forever.
We haven't even had to replace the rims, not even one time.
Where do you get the rims? What about the nets? Where do you get the rims at?
We replace the nets as needed.
Yeah.
What?
Where do you get the rims at?
Online.
BSN Sports.
What?
BSN Sports.
Thank you, brother.
I've got a catalog if you need one.
I need it.
I think there's one back there.
Because we're talking to him, building the same thing out to the church.
Them are good basketball
same
goals.
Same kind of goal.
They're nice.
Yeah, we're going to do it this summer for the kids. I just wonder what rims came from.
Yeah, I bought the middle of the road rims. And there should be one down there at your shop somewhere, isn't there?
I got a net. I ain't got a rim.
Maybe that thing's falling in somewhere.
You bought three of them?
I bought three of them because I was prepared for one to break. And we had never had to replace it. Or maybe we have and nobody told me, but...
Well, the kids are taking care of it better.
We had
a replaced one night. Yeah. Well, there's one around here. There's one here.
It's hanging out.
What are rims supposed to do?
That's right. $90.
Good rims.
It was a good rim.
Yeah. One you could hang on and swing on, right, if you could reach them.
Used to could.
That's what I said, if you could still reach them.
Entertain a motion to pay the accounts March 9th, 2020.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
What do we pay the county government?
That is our portion that we are paying back to the clerk's office for a one-time fee to set up to take vehicle registration.
$7.29.
North Main or South Main, sir?
That's calibration of the lab equipment, water plant and wastewater plant.
We do that every year, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I thought we did. We stopped doing that. Would that cut the budget a little bit? I figured it would.
Probably not with all the fines we supposed to be one in calibration.
Forwards wasn't worth very much, but $469 for a forward's pretty good. Pretty good price.
What do you see?
$1061.
Oh, Steve Martin. Was it an oil change?
You got rid of the cost out of yet.
What?
So it's an oil and the filter just
sold all the time.
I don't know. Where are they at?
Where are they?
What?
The cars.
Sold them.
Sold them. Nathan got rid of them.
Two of them. I don't know about the third one.
There's none down there.
I know.
I saw them all.
They're all fabulous.
How many oil changes?
I haven't got to that yet.
Hey,
sir,
how many oil changes?
It's an oil change, a brake job.
That's what it expense.
It was the brake job, it was the expense. Yeah. A rotator, a rotor assembly, and brake lines, and then $99 worth of labor.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
What do we have to put tires on?
Vehicle.
I thought it was a swing.
Which one are you looking
at? Oh, silly.
23.
Put it on the road.
Put it on the back of it.
It's a battery.
Battery?
Battery? I thought it was a tire.
A battery for a rescue truck. 6 quarts of oil for something for the police department. We change your own oil, don't we? Some of it. It says police department. 6 quarts of oil. K. Casey, Dyer PD.
Kid's car is burning a lot of oil, isn't it?
No, that's several years.
6 quarts of oil filter, washer solvent.
Mm. No idea.
They had to change oil in it.
Rodney, that's why Rodney had to replace his motor in his truck.
And then here's one also. Here's another one, Fred. It was, you did something. Yeah. We're talking about offers. Same thing.
Did you say Fred?
Alfred?
Yeah, you no. Said Fred.
What, I thought you said Fred.
What did you do down there? What are you doing down there?
He did.
Yeah, it's just oil changes. It's 2 oil changes and then the battery.
He did.
He asked
for that. Yeah, but I think it's a move by then.
It's 2 oil changes and then the battery for the rescue truck.
Great job, man. Good job, man.
Sure, I'm glad we finally got to where we can apply for some grants.
Amen. Downtown looks good. That looks good across the street.
Any more discussion about the accounts? Doc, call the roast over. Tom, and go right. Have a good night.